Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have collectively been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben, Nechama, Deborah, Pesach Vesalo, Ben, Chaya, Basheva, Alina, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Raya, Bas, Michal, may they and all in need have a Rafua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza well over 450 days now, maybe speedily. All these talks happening right now, all the hostage conversations and negotiations, maybe speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Feigenbaum of Congregation Or HaTorah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Feigenbaum slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Feigenbaum will lead us in the Mishaberach for Adir Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, the captives, and finally concluding the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's always a pleasure to hear your calm and serene voice, even in these very trying times. So last night in shul, one of the members of the shul had a yahrzeit, so two of his brothers came, joined him to say Kaddish. And I mentioned to one of his brothers, who I know but is very far from regular in shul, I said, you know, where's your mask? Because when they were saying Kaddish for their father, it was during COVID, and he would come then regularly to say Kaddish, and he was wearing a mask. So he looked at me and goes, what do you mean? I don't have to wear a mask anymore. I said, no, when you were saying Kaddish, you're wearing a mask. I said, where's your mask? I was just kibitzing with him. I said, where's your mask? He goes, yeah, now I know what you mean. He goes, yeah, those were crazy times. Crazy times, he goes, and we're still living in crazy times. It's just, and then his brother piped in, he goes, yeah, it's just a different crazy. He said, it always seems to be crazy, but it's a different crazy. And I think many of us, we very much feel this way. That we are living in very, very strange times. Right? Very, very crazy times. And we don't know what one day is going to bring to the next. And this in general, I think has me thinking, it has many of us thinking. I happen to be learning a sugya with my chavrusa. We're learning about the brach of Shachianu. And there's really something that's very, very, very striking. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's really from the Gemara Brach, it says, Harua pri chadash, hamischadash mishana l'shana. If a person sees a new fruit, that's seasonal, it only comes out and only the season is only once a year, mevarach Shachianu. You make the brach of Shachianu. Afilu ro'o b'yad chaveru. Even if you see the fruit in someone else's possession, or it's still growing on the tree, but it's fully ripe and growing on the tree. So then it says, v'noegu sh'ol v'arach ha'chas achila. Our minag, our custom is that we only make this brach of Shachianu is when we eat the new fruit. The Mishabura says, even if you see it, so the main bracha is when you see it. Not when you eat it, when you see it. That's not what we do, but that's the main bracha. So Mishabur explains why, B'yad Chaveru, the Ikra Niskan al Simcha Saleif, the main bracha is there because of the joy, the simcha, the joy we have in our heart, al smichas pri chadash, that there's a new fruit. The fact that there's a new fruit, that should give us joy. So the Aruch HaShulchan, in discussing this, explains, so why don't we, why is it that we have this bracha, and it's clearly from the Gemara, you should make the bracha when you see it, and why is it that we only make the bracha when we eat it? And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that we're lacking in our appreciation. Because we don't appreciate everything that Hashem does for us, everything that Hashem gives for us, we're only ready to make that bracha when I have a personal, real benefit from it, that I'm eating it, I'm tasting it, I'm enjoying it. That's when I can make the bracha. But until then, I'm not able to. And that's not a great thing. It's what we do, and we have to accept this is where we are. This is not a new thing. This is not something that's just, you know, our generation is so... No, it's not that. It's not that. It's that this is where over the generations there's been a Yerida Hadoros, we've gone down a little bit, and we lack that appreciation. But I think in the crazy world that we live in, this is what my Chavrus and I were speaking about this, and it's the message that I wanted to share. I think in the crazy world that we live in, we have to take time daily and appreciate what we have. Take time and really focus on all the goodness that surrounds us. All the joy that we truly have. If we think about the tragedy of the last year and 3 months, and it's truly a tragedy. And yesterday with so many soldiers having lost their lives, it just is such a strong reminder. And we have to feel that pain, and we are in pain. On the other hand, there's so many beautiful and wonderful things going on, both in our own lives here in Eretz Yisrael. There's so much good and so much beauty and so much joy. And a person has the ability, the same Gemara in Brachos says, a person has the ability to feel both the bracha of Hatova Ametiv, of the goodness of Hashem, and the Dayana Emes, and the acceptance of Hashem's divine judgment, all at the same time. We have that capacity to feel both things, to feel the pain of our brothers and to feel the joy of our brothers. We have that ability. And I think that when we're faced with so much, and of course, which is why everyone is on this call today, is to have our collective and our communal davening that the tragedies and the difficulties should end. At the same time, we should take a moment each and every day to appreciate what we have, to focus on what we have, and to thank Hashem for what we have. I thank you for listening. We'll continue with the Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamateach Mizmor LaDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishmach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchaisecha V'Olasecha Yedash Nesela Yitem Lecha Chilva Vecha V'Chol Atasecha Yimalei Niramina Bishuasecha V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishaloi Secha Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicha Yanin Mishmei Kadcho Bigveros Yesha Yeminai Ela varechev, ela vasusim, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karav v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisaidad. Adonai Yoshia, hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar leDavid, Adonai ro'i layachsar, binoseh sheyar bitzeini amei menuchos hina aleini. Now she is shy, Vivian Haini, Magle Tedek, Laman Shemai, Gam Kielach, Begate Salma Vesto, Irara, Kiata Imadi, Shiv the Homishan Tahaima, Yenachamuni, Tarek Lafana, Shokan Neget Sayerai, Dishanta Vashem and Raishi Kaisi Revaya, Achsai Vachas, and you the Funi Koyme Chayai, Shafti Bevesa, Dine Yarech Yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shiel Amala Yisasayna Yalei Arim Yayin Yava Yezri Ezri Mim Adayna Yisei Shamayim Varet Al Yitein Lamayt Raglecha Yanum Shemrecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shemer Yisrael Adayna Yishemrecha Adayna Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha Yaimam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Balayla Adayna Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmar Es Nafshecha Adina Yishmar Teis Chavayach Amiyat Aviyadaylam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMalai Sima Makim Kerasicha Adina Yishima Vekaili Tiena Aznecha Kashu Vaisa Karl Tachanunai Yim Avayna Yis Tishmar Ya Adina Miyamayid Kim Chas Licha Laman Tivarei Kivisi Adina Kivisan Navshi Velidvarei Echolti Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim l'boker, shamrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arbeim ofedos. V'lo yivdes Yisrael mikol Adonai stav. Kuf Membeis 142. Maske l'David, b'yaystoi v'amiyara sefila. Kaili l'Adonai ezak, kaili l'Adonai eschanan. Eshvaich lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. Bisatev alai ruchi, v'yata yadat nesivasi, v'yrachzu alech tam nufachli. Habeit yamin rei, v'yem li makir, avad manay simeni en deresh lenavshi. Zakti elech adaynay, amarti yata machzi, chelki beratach hayim. Hakshiv arinasi, kidalai simay, ratilein amray tfai ki amsva mibani. היציאה ממעסקי עיניו שלא יודע את השמך רבי יכתיר את הדיקים כי סגמל עליי. אחינו כל בייס ישראל הנסונים בצער ובשביה עומדים בין בים ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם ביציאה מצער לרווחה. מאפלה לאורה ומישיבה לגאולה. אשת בגלה בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach for Chayilei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Yivarech Es Chayilei Tzvagan Al Yisrael. ואנשי כוחס הביטחון, עומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני עשה בין הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל אז חיילינו מכל צער וצוק ומכל נגל ומחלה, וישפח ברכה ועצמחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, יד ורסננו תחתיהם ויציל מכסר, ישוע בטרף ניצחון. וקיים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הלכים ולכם ללחם לכם עם אויביכם לשיעסכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך for the שבויים for the hostages. מי שברך אבוסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה ויברך וישמור וינצור אס נדרי תפגן על ישראל ושבויו ואת כל אחינו הנשואים בצער ובשביה. בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספר בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא מעלה רחם עליהם, ויציאם מחושך בצל מוות, מסרסיהם ינתק, מצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיביהם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, יוד לאדוני חסדו ונפלוסו לבני אדם, וקיים במקרא שכסוף דיידנו ישובם באו ציון ורינה, ושמחה שמם על ראשם. Sasam Vasim Chayasi Govanas Yagon Vanacha Venemar Amen. Mishaberach for Cholim, please insert the name when I pause. Mishaberach Avosein, Abram Zukav Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Davud, Shlomo Yevaich, Rabbeth Achaylim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachem Alayhem Larchim Alar Poznach Zigan Lach Yosam Vishlach Lame Rufu Shlame Shemayim L'chol Eberem L'chol Gidem Asach Shachol L'Yisrael Rufu Senev Shuvu Saduf Hashto Bagol Avizman Kariv Nemar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Feigenbaum. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem and in the future. And thank you so much for your warm words at the beginning of the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.